Hello, Tracy.
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Jade, and I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. I just wanted to follow
Yes.
up and see how you're doing with this.
I'm okay. I just signed up. Somebody said somebody would be calling me.
Okay. So you signed documents with someone?
No, I haven't signed any documents.
Okay. And then this was in regards to Depo Provera. So you don't already have an attorney assisting you? You don't already have an attorney assisting you for Depo Provera?
Somebody called me, but I don't know if they're assisting me or not.
Okay.
I haven't signed any paperwork.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And just to confirm, do you know what you were diagnosed with after using Depo Provera?
First stage meningiomas. I cannot pronounce the word right, but it's meningiomas.
You said, so you were diagnosed with a type of meningioma?
Excuse me.
You said it was a meningioma, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
In 2015.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim? I know I already asked, I just have to confirm.
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And were you diagnosed with a type of meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming, and I'm very, very sorry about that. Was it meningioma of the brain or was it of the spine?
It was of the brain.
And what was your date of diagnosis?
October of 2015.
Got you. And to the best of your knowledge, do you know what day it was or what the date was?
I think it was the 15th. Yeah, it was the 15th I was diagnosed.
October 15th of 2015.
Yeah.
And just 1 second. So sorry. So I have October 15th, 2015.
Yeah.
And what is your date of birth, if I may ask?
Excuse me.
Your date of birth? Sorry.
6/13/1973.
06/13/1973.
Yes.
And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera or was also using the products?
No, not personally, no.
And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
I did.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
No, it was the actual Depo-Provera shot.
Got you. And then these next couple questions are kind of redundant. Just bear with me. Did you or a loved one use the name brand? Sorry. Did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No, I used Depo Provera the whole time.
Okay, so you didn't switch, but you did use Depo for a minimum of 1 year?
Yeah, 5 years actually.
Got you. And then this next question is basically the same thing. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did he use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yeah.
And then when did, just to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started in February of 2010, and October 15th was my last, October was my last injection in 2015.
Last injection was?
Because I wasn't feeling good, and I felt like it was the shots that was making me sick.
Got you. And so, I'm so sorry, I missed the start date. You said 2015?
2010 was my start date.
Got you. So sorry. And what month was that?
February.
And then the stop date?
It was October.
October of 2015.
Yeah.
So I have started in February 2010 and stopped in October of 2015.
Well, I can tell you, I was diagnosed in October. My last shot was September 2015. But I went back to the doctor because the headaches was killing me. I was dizzy all the time. My head hurt. I was nauseous. I couldn't speak well. My speech was slurred. It was a lot going on.
So there were already a lot of side effects, I see.
Yes.
And then, so I just want to confirm, so is it okay if I put February 2010 to October 2015, or should I change it?
I mean, well, yeah, because I guess you should change it to September 2015, because that was my last shot. October is when I got diagnosed.
Gotcha. And so you never used it in October of 2015, only September, the month before?
Right.
And so the updated I have is 02-2010, so February 2010, and you stopped in September of 2015?
Right.
And what was, and can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
And then can I have
men
spelling?
Men, whether they change into be a woman or not, can't use Depo-Provera. They don't want the birth control won't work for them.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's just we have to ask the attorney. But thank you for confirming. It's like we can. If it's a male, we disqualify him. So yeah, you're extreme. You're 100% right.
Oh,
but that
God.
Was for the recorded line. So thank you so much. I'm very sorry about that.
Well, Jesus. Okay.
I'm sorry. And can I just have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
TRACYRJOSEY.
TRACYJOSEY.
Right.
And then what was the middle initial?
R.
Perfect. And then this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
565-256573.
Perfect. And again, this is on a recorded line for our attorney group, so anything shared, they are responsible for. The full social I have is 565-256573.
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then email I have is tracyjosie7@gmail.com.
Right.
Main phone number, the same number we're speaking on, is 213-280-0594.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
It's some both.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
392014 South Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90037.
I'm so sorry. So I have 39201 4th, or 4th Street?
South Normandy Avenue. Los Angeles, 90037.
Is that Harbor City?
No, it's Los Angeles.
Okay, oh, perfect, perfect. Sorry about that. It came up as Harbor City, but then the city filled in as Los Angeles. Is that okay?
Yes.
I think it's the same zip code, 90710.
No, 90037.
Oh, okay. All right. So is it 4th South Normandy or is it 292014?
392014 is 4 units in an apartment building.
4th. So 39201.
Can you hold on for 1 second, please?
No worries, yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, if you have to take a break, no worries. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I just want to confirm. So 392014.
Yes.
And then what's after that?
South Normandy Avenue. Los Angeles, California, 90037.
And then street number is, I'm so sorry, so 392014?
Right.
Is that the street number, or is 4th in, is that in the name?
Okay, listen.
Sorry.
3920 is the address. 1/4 is the unit number, because I'm 1/4 of a 4-unit building. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm. I understand. So the full, and again, I'm very sorry about this. We have to search it into like a generator.
Just put 3920 South Normandy.
Perfect.
And it'll come up.
Is it Avenue?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And then apartment 1/4?
Yeah, I guess you could put it like that, but that's not how, okay.
It's okay. I won't put that. Is there an apartment number I can put down?
No.
The mail will come straight to the house.
My neighbors know my name, so they'll give it to me.
Okay. So the home address I have is 39201 South Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles, California.
No. 39201/4. Not one. It's 39201/4 South Normandy Avenue.
And is that like 1-4?
1/4.
South.
Normandy Avenue.
Is that Normandy?
No, it's Normandie Avenue.
Perfect. 3920 Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles County, California, 90037, and that's apartment 1/4?
Yeah.
392014.
392014. South Normandy Avenue.
Perfect. Okay. And when Depo Provera was administered, was it by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
What'd you say?
So, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
At the doctor's office. Well, at first it was at the doctor's office, and then I would pick it up from the pharmacy.
Got you. So you were prescribed through a doctor, though?
Yes.
And do you remember the doctor that prescribed you?
Jesus Christ, it's been so long. Hold on.
No worries. And how many times was the party, or how many times were you injected with the product, would you say?
Every 3 to 4 months for 5 years.
So about 30 times?
Yeah. His name is Dr. Dwight. He's an OBGYN.
Out of which hospital?
He was from Good Samaritan Hospital.
Just American.
I was going to that gynecologist. At Good Samaritan, I was diagnosed at Good Samaritan because that's where my health plan was at.
Got you, okay. And then just one second. And he was your OBGYN?
Yes, Dr. Dwight.
And then just American Hospital in Whittier, California?
Yes.
I'm going to look up the address, and then I'm going to read off. So for Whittier Hospital Medical Center, I have 9080.
Hold on. The hospital was on Wilshire, not Whittier. It was on Wilshire.
How do you spell that?
W-I-L-S-H-E. I'm sorry, Wilshire. W-I-L-S-H-I-R-E.
1225 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles,
yes.
California, 90017.
Yes.
And that is where Dr. Dwight was giving you depo, or was prescribing you a depo?
Yes.
Okay. Just one second.
I was also diagnosed there and operated on at that hospital.
Oh, okay. I'll put that, just one second. And that is the PIH Health Good Samaritan Hospital.
Right.
And the phone number I found is 213-977-2121.
Yep, I guess that's still the same. That's the number.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that prescribed? Hold on. Yeah, so were you going, or do you know the name of the doctor that was prescribing you?
The doctor that prescribed me is Dr. Dwight.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The neurosurgeon, Dr. His first name is Gregory, last name is Lekovic, L-E-K-O-V-I-C.
Then just one second, I'm so sorry. And that's out of the same hospital, correct?
Well, yeah, he treated me there, but his office is somewhere else. I don't know exactly where his office is.
Okay. So he treated you at Just American. And then how did you spell his first and last name?
Gregory is G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Lekovic is L-E-K-O-V-I-C.
So diagnosed by Dr. Gregory. So sorry. Lekovic, and you were diagnosed at PIH Health Good Samaritan Hospital, correct?
Right.
Okay, so it's all the same location?
Yes.
Okay. Just one second. I'm just copying all the information down. Just give me a few seconds while I do this.
I wish she was dark so you could see Christmas lights.
And then, so what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, both, any other?
I had an MRI. I had the
MRI, CT scan.
The CT scan, the MRI, and a biopsy. And they did the a BRCA test, but that was negative.
And then, so I just have to confirm, do you know the name of the pharmacy that you were?
My pharmacy was at the Walmart Supercenter in Southgate.
Walmart Supercenter in Southgate?
Yeah.
Just one second. And is this where you were you ever told to go to a pharmacy for, like, medicine afterwards?
Well, when we went through the chemo and the radiation, I got all my medicine from the hospital.
Okay. And so this is just for this pharmacy is just for where you got Depo-Provera?
Right.
Okay. And is there any specific, doctor that you went to see at the Walmart Center? Or was it just...
No, it's a pharmacy. It's just a pharmacy where you pick up your medicine.
Okay. And then the address I have is 4651 Firestone Boulevard, Southgate, California.
That's the one.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I got to go play the lottery. Powerball is $860 million, grandson. I need you to pick me some numbers. I'm babysitting my grandson.
No, no worries. Just one second. I'm going over this with my higher up.
Okay.
Okay. So I have the Walmart Supercenter and the facility. Yeah, Walmart Supercenter. So sorry. And then I just want to confirm the address, 4651 Firestone Boulevard, Southgate.
California. Yes.
Phone number I found online is 323-8282-4800.
Yep.
And that's just the phone number I found online. So for the Walmart.
That's probably the phone number. Sometimes it's hard to get. I had to call Walmart not too long ago because I have my food delivered from there.
Oh, nice.
And it took them forever to answer the phone.
Hmm. Were they, passing you, between, different operators, or was it just that you were on hold for a little bit?
Just on hold for a little while.
Okay, I see. I mean, hopefully, yeah, we'll see how it goes when we reach out to them. We're probably not going to need too many records from them, but if that is what you got, Depo, that's very helpful.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, hopefully they'll, I don't know, we'll see how that goes. Did you order through DoorDash, or was it directly through them?
Just go and pick it up.
Oh, okay, I see. And then, so for the treatment for the meningioma, do you know the name of the doctor that treated you? If there was, a radiation or if there was any procedures done?
That would have been Dr. Lekovich, the neurosurgeon. He treated me for everything.
Perfect. And that's all the same information? So the diagnosing and the treating doctor are both the same?
Yes.
Awesome. I just want to confirm.
Because I have a HMO, so if the doctor that's in the hospital where I go get treated, if I go to the hospital or their clinic, the doctors are right there. So.
Okay. And then, what type of treatment did you receive? Was it chemotherapy, radiation therapy, immunotherapy?
Chemo and radiation.
Perfect. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And I just want to confirm all this for you. So the name of the doctor that told you to go get the Depo was Dr. Mark Dwight, your OBGYN. out of
right.
BIH Hospital, Good Samaritan Hospital, and the phone number
right.
is 213-977-2121.
Right.
The address I have is 1225 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90017.
Right.
Okay. And then for the Walmart that, or the location that you got the depot from was Walmart Supercenter. The address is 4651 Firestone Boulevard, Southgate, California, 90280. The
right.
Phone number is 323-282-4800.
Right.
Just from what I found online.
That's right. That's the number.
Perfect. And then the diagnosing doctor and the treating doctor are exactly the same. It's Dr. Gregory Lekovic out of
right.
1225 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90017.
No, Gregory Lekovic came from a different, his office is somewhere else, but he treated me at the hospital.
Okay, but the all the records are going to be at that hospital?
Right.
And he's a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
And you didn't have any prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
And then you were treated by Dr. Gregory Lekovic with chemotherapy and radiation. You were treated at the PIH Hospital, American Hospital, same address?
Right.
And phone number, one more time, is 213-977-2121?
Right.
And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, for about a month.
Hospitalized for about a month?
Yeah. That was after the surgery. And
do you know the dates of when you were hospitalized by chance?
I went in October 20th, and I was released November 17th.
Okay. So, yeah, about a whole month. I'm very sorry about that. And and this was in 2015?
Yes.
Okay. So I have October 20th to November 17th, 2015. And do you have a
yes.
copy of your medical records for yourself?
They're at the hospital. You can get them.
Okay. And if possible, would you be able to – well, actually, let me see.
I can sign the papers for you, the release papers for you to get them if you need to.
And would you at any point be able to call them and access them yourself?
Well, I should be able to, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And if you did have to do that, would you be able to, and again, our attorneys are going to try first, but if that did come to it, would you be able to reach or provide them through mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do you live with them or not live with them?
I don't. I'm trying to think of who I can.
No worries. I just need their first name, phone number, and relationship to you.
Marquise, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S. That's my son. And let me get you his phone number. Hold on. I'm looking him up. Here you go. 323-329-2670.
Sorry, so I have 323-329-2670.
Yes.
Sorry about that. And then does he live with you?
No.
And then do you have his home address?
His address?
Oh, yes.
31 West 37th Street, I think.
Los Angeles?
He lives around the corner from me, so it's 1331 West 37th Street.
Oh, 1370 or 1330?
1331 West 37th.
And then I found 1331 West 37th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90007.
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you have his email address by chance?
I do not.
Okay, just 1 second. I'm just going to use your email address. And then in the future, just provide that to them when the attorneys reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay, so for Marquise, it's 323-329-2670, and that is your son?
Yes.
And then I'm just going to confirm some of this information before I send these documents out. I have date of birth is 06-13-1973.
Yep, that's right.
Date of diagnosis is 10-15-2015.
Yes.
Spelling on the first, middle, and last name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y-R-Josey, J-O-S-E-Y.
Right.
And then full social I have on file is 565-256573.
Right.
And then just phone number, same number we're speaking on is 213-280-0594.
Right.
Home address is 3920 14th Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles, California, Los Angeles County, 90037.
Oh, God, you still got that wrong, but okay.
Oh, okay, what was it then? It has to be correct, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus, 3920 14th South Normandy Avenue. Los Angeles, 90037.
And so the street name is South Normandy?
Right.
Got you. So sorry about that. And 392014 South Normandy Avenue, Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90037?
Right.
Awesome. And again, I'm sorry about that. Thank you for confirming. I was, like, confused with the 1/4, so I probably missed the South. We did just go over all the doctors.
Right.
Okay, we should be good to go. I'm just going to send these. Well, I'm so sorry. I don't know if I confirmed. Was it meningioma of the brain or was it of the spine?
It was of the brain.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just 1 second. I'm sending over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them. They're going to come through to either... Just 1 second. And again, just 1 second, I'm sending these through. Just give me a few minutes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, and then just bear with me. I have to edit a few things on here.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes. If it takes too long, just let me know, but it should only be like 5 minutes. Sorry. If you want to head on mute, I'll be here. I can hear you still, so if you want or if you need me for anything, just let me know. I'll be right here. Just give me like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, can you call me back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, that works. With that, are you going to be available?
Yes, I am. I just have a package that got delivered, and I'm putting my grandson to sleep.
Okay, no worries.
So
I'm gonna,
just call me back
want,
in 5 minutes so I can...
I'm going to take like 5 minutes to do this, and then if it takes too long, just hang up, and then I'll call you back, okay? If you want, like, go on mute and do all that, and then I'll stay here and do my thing.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. Tracy, can you hear me? Hello, Tracy?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Awesome. These are going to come through right now. I just have to ask, are you, or just 1 second, I'm sorry. These should come through right now to your personal either text message or email.
Okay.
Just 1 second. Oh, dang it. I forgot a phone number. I'm sorry. I have to put mine in. I'm sorry. Just 1 second. Okay. Perfect. So these should be coming through right now to either text message or email. I'm sorry it took so long, but just let me know as soon as you do get access to them, and then we'll walk through them together.
Okay.
Perfect. And then just let me know as soon as you have access then.
Okay. Jaden.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. Just click on the link. And then as soon as you do, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And then just let me know as soon as you are on the front page. It should say Depot Rivera Litigation. And then there's going to be a yellow start button on the top right. It's going to have you adopt some signatures. As you're going through and signing, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. So, like, the spelling on your first name, your address, date of birth, full social, email, phone number. If anything is misspelled or inaccurate, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay.
And then just let me know where you're at with the documents, if you have any questions, or if you need any assistance.
I'm at the initials.
Oh. Okay.
And there is...
If you are having any trouble, just let me know.
Nope, I'm done.
Okay, I just received them. You're good to exit out of that. If it asks you to sign up or anything, you're good to go. You don't have to do that. I'm just going to read this off to you to make sure everything is correct in writing. I have Tracy R. Josey, T-R-A-C-Y, R-J-O-S-E-Y.
Yep, that's right.
Address is 3920 Normandy Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90037. 1/4 is in there on the documents as well. Date of birth is 06-13-1973.
Right.
Full social is 565-256-573.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, everything should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours, so if you do have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach back out to me, okay?
Okay. I'll let you know if I have any questions.
Okay. And again, thank you for speaking with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience. I'm sorry about the diagnosis.
It's okay. I'm clear now, thank God. I still get tested to make sure that the cancer is not coming back or what have you, but I'm good. So I thank God for that.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, it's meningiomas are very serious, so I'm glad everything is okay. And, I mean, I'm sure that was also scary for your family and everything like that. And everyone, like, everyone, all your loved ones, everyone involved.
Yeah.
So thank you for speaking with me about this. If anything does come up in the future, if you know anyone that was affected that you maybe wanted to file on behalf of, or you want to refer to us, just let me know through my personal number, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.